I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Oregon State University has established the Stone Award for Lifetime Achievement, honoring a major American author both for the literary body of work created and for mentorship of the next generation of young writers. The first winner of the award was Joyce Carol Oates in 2012. The second is Tobias Wolff, whose memoirs and short stories have found resonant acclaim in the world over the course of decades. His childhood memoir, This Boy's Life, was also made into a motion picture starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro, and Ellen Barkin. Tobias Wolff will be coming to Oregon to accept the award on May 21st at the Portland Art Museum and to give a free reading at OSU in Corvallis on May 22nd. He joins me by phone at KLCC. Thanks for taking a few minutes today, Tobias.
My pleasure.
Well, congratulations. First of all, quite an honor to receive this award.
It certainly is. To find yourself in the company of Joyce Carol Oates is no small thing, and I'm very, very touched by this, very grateful.
You had major success with the memoir This Boy's Life, and it's been 25 years since that came out. Would you significantly revise it now with another quarter century of perspective on your boyhood and beyond?
Well, that's a very good question. One thing that I could have said more of than if I were writing it now, I think I probably would say more about, is how important reading was to me when I was young. It was the kind of fuel for the dreams I had. It gave me a picture of a wider world than the one that I lived in. It encouraged my imagination for what I might be beyond what the circumstances around me would have suggested I could be.
You grew up in part in Washington. How has the Pacific Northwest shaped who you are and what you write?
It's kind of the true north, I guess, of my imaginative compass that just seems to always swing back there. I lived in the Northwest for 6 years, but they were very, very formative years for me. When I go there, as I often do, there is, I don't know, there's just a sense of homecoming, I guess. There's no really other word for it.
Why has the creative form of the short story held such interest for you over the years?
It's such a challenging form. You can never really conquer it. I mean, it's an art of implication. In a short story, by its very nature, you don't have a lot of room for explanation and background and all that sort of thing. And it really has to carry, you know, it has to justify itself in every line. The short story is a form in which I think, like a poem, you can achieve a perfection. In our lives, we can't get anything perfect, right? But in that, in our art, we can attempt a perfection and sometimes maybe even achieve it. And there's something about the short story form that seems to offer that possibility to me, as poetry does, I think, for the poet. By its very difficulty, in a way, it keeps drawing you back.
In mentoring other writers, what aspects of the creative form itself, the writing process, do you think it's important for young writers to know?
It's like learning an instrument. When you start off, you're going to have to educate your instincts. You're going to have to put up with a lot of sour notes and play again and again and again. And the only way you get better at it is by doing it. If you want to be a writer, it's probably almost certainly, in fact, because you're a reader. By the time you form an ambition to be a writer, you're probably a pretty good reader and you're probably reading really good work. You have to understand that the decision to be a writer doesn't necessarily mean you're going to start producing work of the quality that you've admired and that has inspired you to that ambition. So you really need to be patient with yourself. But given time, you will get better. I mean, time is our enemy in almost everything, but it's in this one way, it is our friend.
And over time, when you become the developed writer that you've become and achieve things, you still need to keep openness and spirit and openness and vision in order to keep moving forward creatively and personally. How are you staying engaged and open as a writer and a person in order to stay fresh in your own creativity these days?
Well, the work really, in a sense, forces you to do that. You can't just keep doing what you've done before. And so the work is constantly asking you to step up a bit. And it forces you to look a little deeper and look around you a little harder, to think a little more about what's possible with this thing you do. And so, you know, the work itself, the vocation, if you will, is a great teacher.
Well, thank you for being a teacher and a writer and an inspiration over the years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Eric.
Tobias Wolff, memoirist and short story author, who's been honored by Oregon State University with the Stone Award for Literary Achievement. The award honors both Tobias Wolff's literary work and his work mentoring other young writers. He'll receive the award at a ceremony at the Portland Art Museum on Wednesday, May 21st. He'll also give a free reading and talk on the OSU campus on Thursday evening, May 22nd. For more information on the award and events, OregonState.edu. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.